Well, hello, Bethany Baptist Church, and anyone else that's joining us or joining me today. Thank you for just taking a few minutes out of your day to join this short Bible devotional. And we've been studying Genesis chapter 22 on the life of Abraham. But before I get into the devotional part, let me just say that the last couple weeks at church, we've started our in-person services, and they have been awesome. It's just been great to see those that have been able to come out. I know not everybody of our congregation is able to come, but those that have come, it's been a great time of just fellowship and catching up and just being able to be out of the house, right, and in God's house. It's just been something that's been phenomenal and fun. I think the deacons have been great, but also the ushers that have been helping people to be seated and serving as people have come to the services has been just phenomenal. And I know we've enjoyed our services, those that have come, as well as those that have been serving in each of the two services we've had thus far. And it's just been amazing. And I think everyone's been enjoying the fact that we've at least come back to somewhat of a normalcy being able to come to church in person and see everyone and worship together. Someone commented to me after the service, they said, you know, one of the things that I've missed about coming together is the worship. And they said, you know, the preaching is great online, certainly when someone's speaking, you can still grasp the message and be there engaged. But the worship, they said, is just not the same. But being in the auditorium and singing with everybody, they said the worship has just been what they really missed and so excited to be a part of it together. And so I know it's been really exciting coming together like that. And I want to encourage you to keep praying for our nation that we'll be able to continue coming back to somewhat of that normalcy and being able to continue worshiping together. Well, real quick, Genesis chapter number 22, we've been studying on the life of Abraham and this truth about consecration. And we said that consecration means to be totally devoted to God, to be set apart for the purposes of God. And if there's anyone that exemplified that in their life, it was this man, Abraham. And in chapter 22, we see as God comes to Abraham and request something of him that was a major request by any manner of looking at it. And that was that Abraham would sacrifice his son, the only son that he had, the son that God had promised him, if he would sacrifice him to God. Now, let me just say really quick as a summary, the decision that Abraham made to be consecrated to God did not begin in Genesis chapter 22. In fact, you'd have to go back earlier in Abraham's life to find that when he was called out by God to go to the promised land there, Abraham made that decision to be consecrated to God. But in chapter 22, we see what that consecration really entailed. And the first thing that we looked at in the first study was that consecration had with it a proving time. And that is a time in which the love that we have for God is proven to him. We found that Abraham was willing to leave his home country to find the land that God was calling him to go to. And that was because he was willing to follow God because of his love for God. And we said the consecration not only has a love for God in this proving time, but loving God above all else. And many times the choice that we have in proving our love for God isn't between right and wrong or good and bad, but many times it's between what is better and what is best. And of course, he made that decision to love God more than even his son and being willing to sacrifice. In the second devotional study that we had, we talked about there's a time of preparing. And in verse number 3, you find that the very next day, he got up early. Abraham got up early and was prepared to do what God had asked him to do. And what we learn from that is that consecration is not only proven in our love for God and entails our love for God, but it's also in making God the priority of our life. And for Abraham, that was doing what God had asked him to do from the very start. And the Bible says he got up very early to do that, and he made God the priority of his life. And then God's plan superseded any plan that he had for that day. As I mentioned before, he probably had plans for Isaac. He probably had plans for the week of what he wanted to do and what he wanted to accomplish. Yet when God asked him to give his son, he didn't put that off till the next week. He didn't put that off till the next month. We find that he did it right away. And that just shows that consecration has this time of preparing and making God first in your life. But lastly, in this devotional, I want to talk about a perfecting time. Consecration also has a perfecting time. And what I mean by that, the word perfect, at least in the King James Version of the Bible, is usually translated or interpreted as a maturing time, a growing time, right? When you're being perfect, it's because you're growing or you're becoming more mature in your life. And consecration brings that to our life. When we've devoted ourselves to God and to his purposes, it allows us to be able to grow as Christians, to grow closer to God, but to grow in ourselves and of ourselves as who we are and our being. And one of the things that we find that Abraham grew in during this time of his life, it was in the fact that God would provide for him. If you read the story, and I'm not going to read all the verses, but on their journey to going to the mountain where Mount Moriah, where Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac, Isaac asked him, he said, Dad, we have the wood, we have everything we need for the fire and stuff. He said, but what are we going to sacrifice? Where's the sacrifice? The lamb. And Abraham answered his son just by faith. He said, God himself will provide, or God will provide himself a lamb. And in Hebrews, we learn that the mindset that Abraham had was, well, if I go through with this, God will resurrect Isaac. He had full faith in God that God was going to truly provide that. And yet, not knowing exactly that that was going to happen or what was going to happen, he still continued. And he grew in his faith towards God that God will provide for him. And in verse number 13, right when Isaac was going, when Abraham was going to take Isaac's life, an angel stops him. And in verse 13, you find that he notices that a ram has been caught in the thicket right behind him. And it says that he, you know, took Isaac off of the altar after God said, I know that you love me above everything else. You're that consecrated to me. And now you can sacrifice that ram, which he did. And so the perfecting time of consecration is that we grow in who, knowing who God is, and growing in our walk with God. And so not only did Abraham see God's provision through this time of consecration, but we also find that he knew God in a different way, in a more personal way. And that's why in verse number 14, he worships God and says, calls God by the name of Jehovah Jireh, which means God will provide. And so we find in this growing period that Abraham really grew in his walk with God, but in knowing who God is, not just what God would do, but knowing God himself in that way. And so whenever we're consecrated like that to God, it allows us to grow in our knowledge of God and our walk with God, and grow in knowing who God is. And so the question this afternoon would be to ourselves, are we truly consecrated to God? Are we truly devoted to him? Because if we are, there's going to be a time where we're going to prove our love for God. There's going to be a time where we're going to prepare ourselves to have to make God the priority of our life. And then there's going to be a time where we're going to see God in a way we had never seen him before. And we're going to know God in a much more personal way than we've ever known him before. One of the men that I admire was an old Methodist preacher by the name of William Booth. William Booth was a man who was truly consecrated to God, and following what God was leading him to do, he founded an organization by the name of Salvation Army, which is known all over the world. In fact, Salvation Army is one of the organizations that provides humanitarian aid to all kinds of people all over the world. And William Booth once shared that while he was really waiting to see what God was leading him to do, he was in London, in the city of London. Of course, he was there from England. He said this quote. He said, "When I got the poor of London on my heart and a vision of what Christ could do, I decided that God would have all of William Booth that there was." And because of that, because William Booth consecrated himself in that manner, today we have that organization of the Salvation Army that is a blessing to not just people in England, but people in the U.S. and literally to people all over the world. And that's what consecration can do. And so I want to encourage you. I don't know what God has called you to do, and I don't know where God has placed you. I don't know what job you might be doing. I don't know where you might be with your family. But I want to encourage you, be consecrated to God wherever God has placed you. I mean, be all in. God doesn't use people that are kind of in. He doesn't use people that are just interested or trying him out. No, the people that God reveals himself to are people that are wholly consecrated to him. And I want to encourage you today, be wholly consecrated to God. Let's go ahead and pray, and I'll leave the devotional there. Father, thank you so much for the life of Abraham. And what a challenge and an example he is in truly being consecrated to you. And if there's anything our world needs, if there's anything that I need as your child, it is to be consecrated to you. And I pray that understanding what consecration is, what it entails, and what it asks of me, I pray that I would be wholly consecrated to you. Father, I know that I need it in my life. I know that I desire it in my life to know you better and to know you much more personally than I know you now. But Father, not only do I need it, our church needs it. Our world needs it. And I pray that we each would make a decision today that if we would just consecrate ourselves to you, that Father, we could see you do something through this COVID time, do something through our world that we could never do on our own. We could never do apart from being consecrated to you. We want to see you work. We want to see you clearly. And so, Father, I pray that you would help us and empower us to be more consecrated to you than we have ever been. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, thank you for tuning in. I hope that this was a blessing and a help to you. And I'm so excited for those that are watching that will be here on Sunday. I hope I can see you. And if you're not able to come, please tune in. Put in the comment section on Sunday that, hey, you're tuning in maybe for the first time or tuning in for the 18th millionth time. We're just so excited that you're tuning in to worship with us. So I hope to see you then on Sunday. But until then, may God help us to be consecrated all week to him. God bless you, and we'll see you then.